Recorded Books presents Threads of Hope by Leslie Gould, narrated by Stina Nielsen. Prologue. Jane Berger. October 10th, 2018. Napanee, Indiana. Jane Berger stared at the Sunshine and Shadows quilt stretched across the frame in the back room of Plain Patterns, the quilt shop she owned and operated. Jane wasn't sure who to give the quilt to, but she wouldn't worry about that now. She'd know when the time came. She stepped to her desk in the corner of the room and sat down, her hands falling into position on the old manual typewriter. She'd been struggling for a topic for her next column in the Napanee News. Along with quilting, storytelling brought her comfort, except when she was trying to come up with a new story to tell. That was the hard part. And over the last year, it had become more difficult. She stared at the white paper for a few moments, and then stood. Perhaps an idea would come once she was home. She gathered her purse and coat and then stepped out the front door, drawing in a breath of wood smoke. Her brother and sister-in-law, who lived in the big house, had a fire going in their stove. After she locked the door of the shop, she turned her attention to her little home across the road and the maple tree covered with fiery red leaves that shaded it. Autumn was her favorite season. The harvest, the changing leaves, the acrid smell of smoke in the air, the digging of the last of the root vegetables from the garden. She walked through the small parking lot of her quilt shop and then started across the road. She reached the other side, and then, instead of going into her house, she headed to the backyard and settled into a lawn chair to watch the sun set over the field. At 66, was she in the autumn of her life? She smiled at herself. She could easily have a decade or two more to live, maybe even three. Unlike most Amish women, she'd never married. At one time, she thought she might. But then the young man who'd been courting her left for Ohio to work for a summer and never returned. She'd had a letter from him saying he'd decided to leave the church and take a job in Kentucky. Jane never regretted not getting married and having a family. She'd relished being an aunt and great-aunt, being part of the extended Berger family. She'd never felt unfulfilled or isolated. Owning Plain Patterns had been a creative outlet for her, and also a place for women to gather and develop friendships. Writing her column for the newspaper brought her joy, too. But she couldn't help but wonder if there was something more for her. More writing, more research. Perhaps even trips in her future. She'd love to visit Pennsylvania, to see where her ancestors settled when they arrived in America in the 1700s. She'd love to go even farther back, to Europe, to the places they lived in the Palatinate region in Germany, and before that in Switzerland. But she didn't know that she was ready to close down Plain Patterns yet. The thought of letting it go pained her. That was something she'd need to decide in time. Jane took in another deep breath of the cool air with the hint of smoke, and then exhaled. Her brother, Andy, had finished harvesting his soybeans the week before. He would start on the corn and be done with everything by November. Then there would be weddings to go to, and finally Thanksgiving, where the extended Berger family would gather in the big house that Andy and his family lived in, and celebrate their gratitude to God for all he provided. But before Thanksgiving would be November 11th, and the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War I, the war to end all wars. If only it had been the war to end all wars. She shivered at all that had transpired in the last century. It was on anniversaries like this that she missed her parents, her grandparents, and her great-grandfather Vit Landis, who had been born the year the Civil War ended. She'd heard hundreds of stories about the past from those particular five people, yet she regretted not asking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?